Welcome. Better. So I have to talk in a low voice, otherwise we have troubles. How was lunch? Good?
Yes.
We're going to be we'll have a panel today, right now. On your right is the board members. On your left are the, on my left, steering committee. We're going to go, they're going to introduce yourself. For those of you who don't know how Nyxoes Foundation and how the whole thing is organized, I'm going to cheat, but you can read as well. So everything on the steering committee side, everything technical, day-to-day business in terms of community management, involvement, is handled by steering committee and dispute and so on. Administration by the foundation, why and so, you can ask these questions a bit in a second. I'll go and say, let's introduce each of one of you, and let's just start from the right, and we'll go all the way to the... Sounds good.
Sweet. Thank you, Rock. All right. Hey, everybody. I think you know me, so I'm going to keep this super short. I started off as a software engineer, ran teams, and then did some startups, actually in the probably an industry you would not expect, in like school and student realm, stuff like that. After that, before Flex, I was running all of developer products for Facebook for a few years, and that's what brought me into Nyx, pretty much replicating the iOS toolchain on Linux and then trying to hook it up into local machines for developers across thousands of people was the moment I discovered Nyx and was like, yep, we've been doing it wrong for a really, 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 really long time. Ended up meeting my co-founder and deciding that we want to find out how we can take Nyx to work and take Nyx to a lot more people. And that's what got me into Flock. So that's my other day job. And today I'm the president of the Nyxoes Foundation. And personally, I just support things across the band with this amazing crew here, from partnerships to financials to just anything that can help the ecosystem community and help us grow sustainably. So that's real short on my end.
Hello? Hello. Yeah, I will do it shorter. So I'm Lassulus. I use Nyx for over 10 years now. I guess I joined the foundation because there was hands needed, and I now take care of money and shift money around, pay invoices, count money, accounting, stuff like this.
And buy a boat.
No, don't talk about the boat yet.
I'm Silvan Infinisil. You've seen me around probably. I've been in the Nyx community since like 2017, and I've done a lot of Nyx package things, lib things, module system things, so very technical, like Nyx evaluation side of things. And then in the past couple of years, I've gone more towards like a bit more how to govern community, how to improve teams, leading teams, and so on. And so I've worn different hats over time. Right now, my main hat that I should wear is the foundation board's secretary hat. And so I take a lot of notes. I try to organize things. I make sure we don't forget about things. And so yeah, that's what I do right now. And yeah, I'll pass it off to Sebastian.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. I use Nyx for a couple of years. I also do startups, and I joined the board in March as the director of community support. It's really exciting for me to be here and talk to you guys about all sorts of stuff. And I pass it off to Robert.
One sec. We are missing... Test.
Are you on?
Ryan Trinkle is another board member that's not here right now. He's the director of legal support, so he's helping us on the more contractual side, the legal side. I think he's even a lawyer in the U.S. So, well, laws are a bit different in Dutch, in the Netherlands and the U.S., but he helps us a lot with like reviewing all of that stuff, so that's kind of his side of things. Yeah, and Ryan, I think Ryan Trinkle has been also active in the more development side. I think a couple of years ago, I think Obsidian Systems, he's in charge of that as well. So, yeah, brief about Ryan. So, pass it off to Robert.
Hello? Does it work? Mm-hmm. Is it on? Okay, yeah. It works. Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Foundation. So we are the steering committee. I'm Robert H. on GitHub. I've been using Nix, I think, for about 9 years now, and it I thought it was such a good idea that I built a product out of it. So I own and work for Hercules CI, which is a dashboard and scheduler for entirely Nix-based CI. And yeah, I've also been contributing and reviewing stuff in Nix packages, part of the Nix team as well. And that led people to believe that I would be a good fit for the steering committee somehow. I don't quite understand, but I was nominated and elected. It's unbelievable. So yeah, that's me, I guess.
Gabby. Hi, I'm Gabby. I've been using Nix professionally for 10 years. Not just using, I was the person who introduced company-wide Nix at my former job. And I've also been contributing to the Nix ecosystem, blog posts, my book, Nix OS in Production, still work in progress, the Nix Serve NG Nix service, Nix caching service, which is still the fastest caching implementation out there, the Terraform Nix OS NG module, also Nix Diff, if you ever use that, I authored that. And so I'm very passionate about the Nix community, which is why I ran for the steering committee.
Does it? Yeah, okay. Hi, I'm Winter. I do Nix packages stuff. I've been doing a lot of things in the community for the last maybe half decade at this point. I use Nix at work at a company called Antithesis, and I like maintaining some of our toolchain stuff. I wrote the build npm package suite of tools for Node.js. I'm sorry, or you're welcome. And I contribute to our Rust toolchain. For some reason, I was elected as a steering committee member. I like our community. I want to succeed.
Hi, I'm John Erickson, or Erickson 2314. Not Eric Johnson, as some people think. I'm on the Nix team with Robert. I've been using Nix since 2014. I don't remember when I started contributing. And, you know, it's a slow-burning addiction, as it is for many of the rest of us here. And I would happily just code monkey all day, but governance is important. And you know, making us stick around, and you know, the sort of letting reproduction be flourish and not die in the vine is very important. So I'm happy to do what I can on the steering committee. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jan Jtoinar. I mostly focus on maintaining GNOME desktop environment in Nix packages, and also I'm part of the commit delegation team with Winter and with Nick Kao. And yeah, now I'm on the steering committee with all of these great guys, so hopefully something will come out of this.
Yeah. The steering committee is definitely underselling. They're doing an immense amount of work, so the whole, you know, so lots of appreciation on that.
We need to also mention, though, two members aren't here. Do you, Robert, maybe briefly want to mention them?
Right, yeah. So Tom couldn't make it. Unfortunately, also, Franz is not part of the steering committee anymore. He had some mental health trouble earlier in the year. And he stepped down the other day. So, that's been a bit of a tricky thing for us, actually. Because, like, what do you do, right? Because you're basically work for someone who's overworked, right? We've kept in touch a little bit, we were unsure what to do for a while, and then we started reaching out just only a couple days ago, and then we reached this conclusion that it would be best He intended very well, and we had a good relationship with him at the start of the term. But unfortunately, it was a bit too much for him.
And so maybe also brief word about just to Thomas, the also other steering member. So Thomas also on the next team. He's also working at Flux. So not anymore. Right.
Nope.
Yeah, he was working at Flux for a while. So you might have seen him wear a Flux T-shirt before. What do we say about Tom? I mean, he's doing a lot of things. You've seen him in the community, probably, if you've been online. Tom Berek is his username.
He's done a lot also for the fundraising effort. And for the next team, always sort of I'd say strategizing, is that the right friendly term? But like, you know, figuring
good.
Out
good.
Ways in which we can be a good. Good project.
Tom's done a very good job on the next team and here of keeping us grounded, I would say.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, maybe.
Yeah. Rock. So the floor is always open. Raise the hand. I'll bring you the mic. You can ask questions. I'll start with the first question myself.
No.
Because I think it's just to bootstrap the whole thing. What do you think? So I personally don't like to look at the past. That was in the past. What are the challenges? And you can just randomly kind of elect yourself who will speak. What are the challenges that you see for the coming years, next month, or even like, let's say, down the line next year, that you have to kind of figure out?
I can start from maybe the foundation side. That's what we're mostly concerned about. Chances for the next kind of months, I'd say, is that we really need to I'm trying to find good accountants to take care of our accounting books. We're not getting paid to be on the board, but we can get people to be paid to do things that we can't do ourselves. And so we'd like to get some professional accountants who can do this efficiently and not waste a lot of time, like we are probably trying to do that. And to really get a better overview of our financials, make sure we have all the taxes and everything that needs to be submitted. There's a lot of reports for that. That's one of the challenges I see. More on the kind of community side, actually, maybe Rabbit, do you want to answer like more kind of like?
Sure, yeah. So currently we, in the last couple of months, we have executed a lot of partnership efforts. So we have a partnership with Framework now, and we are looking at other vendors that want to ship hardware via the hardware team to developers. And of course, always looking at other companies that share the same mission as we do to join forces with us and talk to Ron or I about partnering. And also on this note, we launched the sponsorship tiers recently, like the foundation sponsorship tiers, which are very different to the Nixcon sponsorship, to also form more partnerships with like low transactions. So we receive money, we do something with the money, and
But so I guess connecting that to challenges, I would say it's the challenge, how do we best allocate this money to make sure people are happy with how it's being spent.
Yeah.
If people see that, it's spent for good causes, then let's keep our donations up so they can keep doing that and make the best use of the money.
Exactly. We have a lot of ideas in this regard to also make foundation finances more transparent. I mean, you shared something in the group. I think Laszlo also wants to talk about that later. But we have a lot of ideas, and also excited for your ideas, how we can do a better job in many things.
Yeah. All right. For the steering committee, I would say, like, the challenges, they come in every week, and we take them as they come. But specifically now, we have an election coming up, which is the responsibility of the election committee. But for us, it means that a number of people are leaving. So we have to make sure that the things that are ongoing are either finished or sort of prepared to be handed over to the next committee members.
That's I guess something we have less in the board, and that's also by design. Like the board comes with having to be registered in legal documents, having, like, for example, Laszlo's, it took a while to get bank access for Laszlo so he can actually pay people. And so these kinds of things you don't want to be changing every year. So that's why the board is more fixed. So every 2 years we're evaluating terms of board and just checking are the board members good to continue or do we need some change? But basically the board can stay fixed over time, and so it's more constant that way.
I think another challenge that the Nix ecosystem faces is specifically how difficult it is to onboard new contributors to Nix, to contributing to like Nix proper. I think that's one of the reasons why we see now multiple competing implementations, whether it's Lix or Snix or Determinate Nix, because it's I've seen many people bounce off of the Nix ecosystem entirely because they've had too much difficulty contributing to Nix, the actual interpreter.
So I'll add one more point from my end, just at the meta level. I think the two main things that I'm thinking about, I think Gabby put it really well on the contributor side. I think the contributor side is something that I tried to mention in the State of the Union, right? So it's not just about retaining the existing ones, it's also how do we onboard new ones? How do we make that sustainable? So that's, I think, a top of mind item for the community as a whole to be thinking about and solve. And then I think the other thing is to the points that were mentioned earlier. There's a giant meta point about how an open source ecosystem continues to evolve, right? As we continue to evolve, the use of our technology, of the technology that everyone here is contributing to, is mattering more in more places. And as it matters more in more places, it's starting to have much more critical application and much wider remit of different folks coming to engage with the community. So a needle that I'm thinking a lot about how to thread here is how do we interact with organizations? How does that work? How do we get, there's a lot of more opportunity to inject resources into the ecosystem. A lot of that injection could come in the form of capital and money. And then what do we do with that? How do we make that actually a successful motion and not something that moves us off the core belief and the core reason that a lot of us came to Nix for? So for me, it's contributors and resources and this kind of next stage that I'm seeing come up on us in the next few years.
Yeah. Are there any questions in the audience? You can always hold up your hand and Rock will give you the mic. You can ask us about anything community related, governance related. I can also give you updates some of us have helped draft the election, not the election, the constitution that this new governance structure is based on. So eligibility for voting is also something I could talk about.
There's a question.
Question from the cameraman, or no?
Well, yeah, that's good. Y'all gotta warm up. I know it's after lunch, but come on, like, hit us with the hard stuff.
So, actually, an organizational question about the steering committee. You said that one of the steering committee members changed jobs in the meantime. During the election phase, people were supposed to declare their conflicts of interest, which usually includes their employer. What does the steering committee think should happen if a steering committee member changes jobs during their membership time? Are they supposed to also declare this, or what do you think about this? Can this change this conflict of interest?
I think it's fine to just update that information with a little fanfare. I'll say in the specific case of Tom, he won a 1-year term last time, so him starting the new job and him being up for re-election will basically be happening at the same time. So. You know, if it was like a 10-year post and people are going to change jobs 5 times during the 10 years or something, that like that would be a little harder. But in this specific case, I think it's pretty easy because of the coincidence of the new job and the election. we're frankly barely even breaching the question. It's such an easy case.
I think the only so the conflict of interest for the steering committee is like having multiple people on the committee that are represented by the same company. In this particular case, that didn't happen. So like Tom switched to Anduril. We don't have any other Anduril people on the board. So it doesn't create at least that conflict of interest. But yeah, like we're not, just switching to Anduril, at least from my perspective, would not be enough reason to like kick him off or expel him from the committee.
All right, Ron, you said you wanted the hard one. There's been a lot of discussion about challenges to onboarding contributors to Nix, and there's been some churn in the Nix team and whatnot. What do y'all think about the path out of that? Like, it sounds like there's desire to change that or fix that or remediate that, but are there some people that are looking to be leaders for that effort? Have we enumerated like what those blockers are, what those factors are? Like, how do we move from knowing that it's a problem to solving it?
Maybe I'm part of the problem because I'm on the Nix team, but I'm feeling pretty optimistic this day. I think our busiest team member in the last few months and weeks has also been our newest one, Sergey Zimmerman. So that feels to me like a very good sign. I know his enthusiasm has like personally inspired me to refactor harder as of late. So that also feels good. I also think it's, you know, a sign of like the ecosystem's maturity that we're going to have multiple implementations with different specialties and focuses. And so, you know, as long as we can all get along for the sort of, you know, standardizing things and deciding like what are the features that should exist for the purposes of Nix packages, you know, let 1,000 flowers bloom.
Yeah, I agree with that. As another member of the Nix team, one of the things we do is we triage and review contributions, right? And often what we see is that a contribution is just not quite fit for the project because it is a very intricate thing. Nix promises reproducibility, and that puts huge constraint on basically everything in the project. So it's a bit of an atypical open source project, I would say. It's been an infrastructure thing. It would be much easier to contribute to something like, I don't know, maybe some sort of web application that does something nice. They tend to be less constrained. So it's sort of a baseline complexity that we have to deal with. We try our best, and having a new member has been a great experience. Some new ideas, some new techniques, he's been doing a great job with some cleanups. I hope we can onboard more people. It does take a bit of commitment. It's like occasionally a drive-by contribution works, but often if you really want to achieve something, you're gonna spend some days on it.
I personally don't think it's a good idea, or not that it's not healthy for the community or the ecosystem to have multiple competing implementations. If this keeps going on, I foresee, well, one possibility is you start to see, actually you're already seeing, divergence in their behavior. Maybe not in like Nix language proper, but like in the front ends of these languages. Like you see, for example, determinist systems stabilizing flakes before the putative upstream has stabilized flakes. You see Lix dropping support for features which are supported in Nix. And at some point, if that keeps going on, people have to like program to a lowest common denominator of all three implementations, which will lead to like actual stagnation. And I'm coming at this from a perspective of someone who comes from the Haskell community, where we had like the cabal versus stack divide and like package in building packages. And that led to people and new users being confused about like which package manager they were supposed to be using, and both of them providing half-baked experiences for new users. I don't want the same experience for Nix, where nobody's sure which Nix implementation they're supposed to be using, and all of them are providing like a different subset of features. I think that's not a good experience for new users.
Another thing I'm curious about for the steering committee, actually, on the same topic, is, do you see any potential changes or how like this problem can be addressed also with additional resources, right? Because everyone right now on the Nix team is a volunteer. Is there a world where more structured resourcing, grant programs, things like that actually help with onboarding new contributors and help with this?
Yeah. So I think right now we have some funding for specific areas, but that will be a development funding for like a performance improvement or like completing dynamic derivations, that kind of thing. We don't have a budget for like general maintenance or a budget for getting outside contributions merged. So I think if we were to have more funds for that, we could probably do a better job.
I disagree. Like, I've seen multiple people who are very, very eager to contribute to Nix. Like, they didn't need to be paid, they're willing to do it for free, and they just could not get their contributions upstreamed into the interpreter. It wasn't a matter of money, it was just a matter of like, the existing systems in place are just not making it possible for contributors to actually contribute.
Yeah, I'm proposing to fund the reviewer in this case. Mm-hmm. So the reviewer would be able to spend more time to work with this contributor to actually make it happen.
Yeah, I guess I would ask you, like, Gabby, like, do you see the cat going back in the bag here? Now that, like, we have multiple implementations and people are, like, used to, you know, overseeing their own version as they see fit, like, do you think we can re-converge on one ecosystem with all the existing developers of any existing one? I mean... Yeah, I sort of have my doubts, but like, I'd be curious to know if you did think that was totally possible.
Truthfully, no, but we should not be making the problem worse than it already is.
Well, but like, it may not be a sort of monotonic
like,
thing.
Regardless of like whether or not we can fix the multiple implementation problem, right? It should be easy to contribute to Nix. Like, I feel like we should all agree that that is a goal.
Yeah, well, I guess. You know, I mean, I think the Sergey example, like, some people have had great experiences, some people have had terrible experiences. Obviously, I don't want the terrible ones to be terrible. I don't see any, like, obvious, oh, this is something we're totally obviously doing wrong. We need to fix that. It's sort of easy solution. I would say, given the reality that there is going to be multiple implementations, the cat is out of the bag, the right thing to focus on is sort of, like, standardization. And so that we have like an active living standard and not a like moribund lowest common denominator that doesn't change. I think I've been told, I haven't even seen the diffs, that some of my incomplete content addressing stuff was just ripped out of Lix. I think I've read Jay's blog posts in the past about the problems with it. I actually completely agree with those problems. The work I'm about to do this next 2 months is supposed to fix those problems. Like, does that address Jade's concerns as I hope it does? I would love to know. I would love to, like, reach a point where we have, like, a written document of how it's supposed to work, and Nix and Lix both implement the written document, and it's not just, like, you know, me shouting orders and other people implementing my ideas, but the actual give and take. That feels to me like a, you know, sort of tractable trust-building exercise where no one's asked to, like, unilaterally disarm and unfork, and yet we have a like living standard and hope of Nix packages eventually using this new stuff.
I would propose, could we take more questions? We're slowly running out of time. Okay. This is a long discussion, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I look forward to bringing the topic exactly onto the same area, roughly, but... considering that we would like to accelerate some areas of development, do you have any sort of concrete strategies that you think would be beneficial to help organize that work and, you know, pair people together or even push to specific people and ask them to accomplish a certain feature as a group?
So I have some ideas that are very fresh on that, on the foundation side, but maybe the SE ones, do you want to take that first?
I'd be happy for you to say that actually we've had some...
So we've been spending the last few weeks as we're starting to look at that, again, general topic of you know, the ecosystem is growing and there's going to be needs that we want to meet, right? At the end of the day, Nix is starting to matter more and more. And as it matters more and more, there's going to be needs coming in from the ecosystem that are very either specific or wide or hopefully applicable to a wider set. And one of the things that we've been playing around with in the last... it's really fresh, last like week. We're starting to think about that. And we're thinking about somehow devising a grant program that's bimodal, meaning that can we devise a grant program that is also both top-down and bottoms-up, but pretty much would allow anyone to come in and suggest a proposal to get funded for in order to work on it. So to your point, a concentrated effort. And we would need to work together, obviously, with the SC to define what that is and what that means, and even if that makes sense, and then hopefully have some form of structure. And just the very nascent ideas that we've had on our hands was like, you know, there's some phases to the grant program. Like when you come in, let's say you don't have funding and you're asking for funding, then you get a stipend to actually build a fully fleshed out proposal and help you get initial funding for it. And once you get that initial funding threshold, then it kind of crosses over to the next step. And we're trying to think about that as a process. And the reason I'm saying that it's bimodal, it's because at the end of the day, we also want to be able to bring in more resources into the ecosystem and hopefully use that as an incentive for folks to come in, right? So if an organization is also looking to fund something, we want to help them connect them with the people who can build it and make Nix better for another group of folks. But again, at the end of the day, I think it's the SC's role to define what's formal, what's not formal, what's in Nix, what's not in Nix. All we can do from the foundation side is facilitate and support the process, bring in the funding, help connect the people. Potentially what I see in hopefully not our too far future is where we're also able to provide support around even things like project management, which we currently suck at as a foundation. But we just don't have time, I think. It's not that we suck at. I think that a lot of folks here would be actually really good at project management, but it's all volunteer-based and it's our weekends and our nights. And wouldn't it be amazing if there was someone that their job was just to project manage, you know, and help everyone just get things done. But that's...
Are there any thoughts from the SC?
I feel like I held this mic a while, but thanks for the applause. I completely agree with that. I don't know how many of you have observed other open source nonprofits, but I would say in general, having a nonprofit is like deciding that swimming is faster than like crawling on land. And so you jump in the water, and then the first thing you're doing is treading water and not moving faster. And so it takes actually so much effort just to have a nonprofit that continues to exist before you actually start doing the things that the nonprofit is supposed to do. And so I think so much of the work has been really good, but we're just trying to like cross the threshold of like, we're, you know, not flailing about, but we're like actually, you know, horizontal on the water, doing a proper stroke and moving along. And Ron's exactly right. Having those extra resources, the extra project manager, the extra structure, it will allow everyone to do a better job and like, you know, have a real like glorious and sudden phase change into like, you know, reaction to proaction, to, you know, feeling things that happen to like driving the initiative forward more than what people have anticipated. And I feel like it's, you know, it's somewhat imminent too. Like we're not far away from being able to hit our stride.
I think money is necessary but not sufficient. The question, if I remember correctly, was about direction, right? Money is not direction, right? Just handing out money and saying you propose projects is not providing direction. Like, we won't get to where we need to go by Brownian motion, Brownian diffusion. And we need to actually, you know, set a direction for, like, even if we just, like, made everything in the ecosystem 10% better, we as a community would not necessarily take off and get mainstream. We need to, like, define a very concrete use case that we want to target and build out and make good. For example, like, if we say We are a package manager. That is our main use case. Like, why don't we support building on Windows, right? Any package manager worth the salt needs to support building on Windows. Not saying that that should necessarily be our target use case, but like, that's what the kind of questions we need to be asking. And we won't get there if we don't set that direction.
You're super right, by the way. I can't agree with that more.
Maybe something I've seen a lot is that you define a Rust goal, and then you open a grant program that targets that goal. And so you approve to try to make find the best proposals moving towards that goal. So it's that's a way of defining where to move to. I don't want to talk too long. We are slowly running out of time. There's probably more questions. So, Rock, please.
So thank you very much. I actually wanted to ask a question that goes into a similar direction, where I have noticed, like, let me start it by, out by, I have noticed that NixCon 25, it seems like, as somebody looking at how sponsorships are organized, that this is really well run in that area and that the conference works really well in when it comes to how sponsorship worked there. And I think I heard something in the opening ceremony about sponsorship tiers. And I'm not sure if I understood correctly if this is about like ongoing sponsorship towards the foundation or if it's about the event. And I'd be curious to hear what your thoughts are on that. And if you're thinking about like building processes that facilitate systematically taking in money in a way that like helps the helps grow sustainably and helps pay people for their work, because there's a lot of people who have day jobs and do a lot of hard work in the ecosystem. And I think it would be really great if we could manage to like organize in a way to fund that. And in a way, if when we're electing a steering committee, I think we're trying to get that done. And it's a bit difficult then if we worry about conflicts of interest too much, where we say, well, but nobody who we know and nobody who's on the steering committee and nobody who's like related to that in any way could receive that kind of funding. And so we can't really do anything in an ethical way, right? Because there's always going to be conflicts. And I think it's also kind of about just, what are your thoughts on that, right?
If I can just share some thoughts on this. So the sponsorship tiers I mentioned before, they are separate from the NixCon sponsorships. First of all, thank you for the compliments on the sponsorship organization at NixCon, because for us it was really important to make this about the community, and also so you guys feel welcome here and you feel like we are not like pushing some companies on you that you don't want to see. So that's why we also worked with the SC very closely to approve these sponsorships. And of course, our job as the board is to reach out to sponsors and make new partnerships. And the job of the SC on this regard is to approve them. As for the sponsorship tiers, we have recently launched the new sub page on our website where you can find which tier you want to choose as an organization. We added a smaller tier, which is, for example, for small orgs or for universities, because we want to be a welcoming place as well. So these are just some thoughts from us as the board, and the SC for sure will also touch on that.
But you also mentioned the how to get funds to the volunteers. I want to touch upon that. When I was part of the committee drafting the constitution, we put in there that, well, as a board, we need to make sure that we have funding. We might need to also make sure. So we are working with the marketing team, for example, right now, directly, to make sure they receive some funding, to make sure they can do outreach and things like that. That helps us get more funds. But in the end, we also need to allocate them to right project direction level things. And that's where we need to make sure the steering committee has the say in that, where that should go. So in the constitution, we have that the steering committee gets a Rust-like allocation of, we have some budget, please allocate this among teams, among volunteers, make sure it gets to the people that you think do the work in the right direction. And so we are still working on that. It's a slow process. We're also fairly new on the board. but that might look like. So personally, I like the idea of defining what it means to be an official team, and an official team then also gets a budget, but also comes with certain responsibilities, like taking meeting notes, like for example, being present at NextCon and having a little slide on here and talking about it. So I'd really like that, bringing it to teams as a starting step. But also the grant program is also where volunteers could get. So you could propose a grant program to maintain Next for a year, just like bug fixing or something like that. But yeah, I don't want to talk longer. Maybe steering committee. Any thoughts?
We have been working on this kind of planning, figuring out the direction, and working with the foundation to coordinate that. So that'll become more visible in the coming weeks, I would say, weeks, months.
I think it definitely will become visible. Very soon, so get excited. And Ron mentioned this, I think it's a very good point. On a different occasion he mentioned this, that the sort of granting and planning everything, there should be both kind of a bottom-up track and a top-down track. We want to provide that direction and the vision and sort of big centralized strategy. We also want to recognize that we're a very contributor driven community, and we have immense bottom-up potential to like a million termites slowly eating a tree. We can just do these incredible distributed things that would be impossible to manage in a traditional centralized way, and we don't want to have to pick and choose between those two things. We want to have more sort of traditional strategy without sacrificing our immense distributed system grassroots strength. And so I think the plan so far, not totally decided, but I think everyone likes it, is to just fully embrace that it's two separate things. They're both good. We want them both to be, compensated, recognized, and appreciated. And so the granting and planning would take both into account and not try to awkwardly pretend they're the same thing and then end up not giving either track justice.
We have 20 seconds if someone wanted to ask a lightning question. That's really...
So I think I'm happy to also stay here a bit longer, so we have a quick break, so you can also come talk to us.
Exactly. But there is one thing. So how can people reach you? Right? Just so they know, especially those watching, how can somebody reach steering committee?
Right. Ideas? Yeah. Email steering@nextwest.org. You can also find us on Discourse. You create a new message, and it's you hit the plus sign. It's you can type steering. And
awesome, thank you.
That's where you found us.
Here, we'll put it on the slide.
Here's steering.
Yes, there it is.
Same thing for the foundation. Foundation at nextwest.org, or just find us literally anywhere. Matrix.
Yeah, we are on the website.
You can also just message us individually if you need.
Yeah.
So just to finalize, all this needs a lot of work, a lot of manpower. Maybe they are in position, they were voted in, but we need to help them. So let's not forget that they need our support. Okay? Thank you very much.